Thank you for calling Therapy While Sage speaking.
Hi, my name's Brooke. I'm calling looking for a therapist for one of my participants. I've attempted to email them, but I haven't had a response for a couple of weeks.
Let me just open the referrals email. What was the client's name?
So the participant's name is Caleb Williamson. And the therapist is Kim. Let me just get her.
Okay, Caleb. Caleb's been coming here. Let me just one sec.
Kim Robinson.
Caleb. Yeah, anything with Kim too is the issue. She's got a very long wait list.
Yeah, so she had started an assessment with Caleb.
William.
Caleb had actually been incarcerated since July, but he has been released.
Yeah, I know Caleb. He's been one of Brooke Shakespeare's long clients.
Yeah, Brooke works with us too.
Yeah, I see Caleb at the farm all the time.
Yeah. So, look, child safety had really need to get this assessment. We also need it as evidence for the NDIS planners.
Yeah.
Caleb's plan has been reviewed a couple of times by the complex planners since he's been incarcerated. So we do need to get the speech assessment, finalized. I understand Brooke had some barriers there with engaging with Caleb in the start of the assessment.
Yeah.
I had asked Jane if the CSO, if she wanted to put in a new referral, but I had said that I'd tried to get in touch with Kim, but I hadn't heard anything back.
Okay.
She decided that she wanted to continue with Kim because Caleb knows her, but Jane's actually on leave and we're about to go into a stakeholder meeting for Caleb at 1 p.m. And Lucy, the clinician from Child Safety, has also reached out to me and recommended an Indigenous speech therapist. So I'm just wanting to know basically where Kim is at before I proceed with any new referrals and waste Caleb's funding. I obviously don't want to
totally
go filling out referral forms. And
I know they have a relationship already. Is there a reason why they want to go the Aboriginal way?
More because I think Caleb's just trying to reconnect with his culture. I know he was also looking at using, his increased community participation from more a cultural perspective. So I think they've just suggested that clearly because I don't know whether I find when we've got such a big stakeholder team, maybe Jane hasn't relayed the information that she's spoken to me about Kim with Lucy. So Lucy's probably still under the understanding that we're still looking for a new speech therapist. But before I confirmed with her in the meeting, I just wanted to have a chat to you guys and reach out.
Yeah, and Brooke's not a part of the stakeholder meeting today.
She may be attending. She hasn't attended the last couple because I know she's been super busy. She did attend one that went for 3 hours a couple of months ago, but I haven't seen her since then.
Okay. No, that's all right. I just, that's totally fine. I'll speak with her when she's out of a session. And then I'll also email Kim and just say, hey, this is a conversation we've had. We just want to more or less, because what is the time frame really prior? Sooner rather than later, but.
Sooner rather than later. They haven't actually put a date on it or anything. We have had the planners in the stakeholder meetings. So they're obviously both the planners have actually been coming to the stakeholder meetings. So they're very aware that we're in the process. Just want to know where she's at and whether she has got the capacity or whether we should look at another option, that's all.
Okay. No, I totally understand that. Okay, well, I'll speak to Brooke too about this as soon as she's out of a session, and then because Brooke, again, has a lot of information about where Caleb's at with everything too, and then, I'll get a hold of Kim and have a conversation there and find out where we're at or where things have fallen apart. But, I'll reach out to you right away.
Yeah, I say with him, it probably was. Yeah, this is my number, and email is Brooke at what's next.
Brooke at what? Yeah, Brooke at what's next.
ssc.com.au.
SSC.
To be honest, I'm actually not entirely sure the meeting's going ahead because Jane is on holidays, but I haven't had notification that it's not. So I may be sitting in the meeting on my own too. But look, considering Jane's away, I guess Lucy is just trying to reach out to keep things moving while she's on leave.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Okay, right. I really appreciate your help. Thank you. What was your name? Sorry.
Sage.
Sage.
That's it.
Nice. All right. Well, you have a great day, and I shall hopefully speak with Kim soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Brooke.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye.